Chapter 2. The Environment. I'm sure many of you are aware of the increasing number of global warming effects noted worldwide, so I will share just a few from the world and from the United States. In the Arctic, North Pole. So much ice has already melted that scientists are forecasting an ice-free summer within as little as 3 to 6 years, which would be the first time in 1 million years. Meanwhile, Greenland is shedding 85 million tons of icebergs each day due to warming, and at a rate that is increasing by 7% each year. The West Antarctic ice shelf is also melting, with 3.3-meter sea level rises forecast that would threaten cities like in your country: New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, meaning the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. Glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappearing or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. Due to rising sea levels, islands are sinking as we speak, with Tuvalu, Tonga, and some 40 other island nations having to plan their whole country's migrations. They are being forced to join the already 20 million climate refugees today. The International Organization for Migration stated that there may be 200 million climate refugees by 2050. According to researchers at Georgia Institute of Technology, United States of America, worldwide, the number of the most destructive Category 4 and 5 hurricanes has doubled over the past 35 years. Category 5 storms yield the highest level of destruction in major cities. Their intensity and duration have also increased by 75% since the 1970s. One of these storms whose effects can still be seen and felt was the 2005 Hurricane Katrina, which devastated, especially, areas of New Orleans, with people who are still recovering their homes and their lives today. I am so sorry the American people have had to suffer through such tragedies. Now, in the United States, close to 1 million acres of pine forest have been lost in the Rocky Mountains due to beetle infestation from global warming. Similar also in Canada, but due to the time limit, I cannot report to you everything. So now we just report about the United States. In the state of Montana, the famous glaciers of Glacier National Park are now expected to disappear within a decade. According to a new study by the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, the Colorado River, which supplies water to 7 western states, is going dry. Famous river. In fact, researchers say that the U.S. West is facing a devastating drought crisis as snows from mountains are releasing vast reservoirs of water. The sea level in North Carolina, USA, rose 3 times faster during the 20th century than during the previous 500 years. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said that for the first time on record, in 2008, 6 consecutive tropical cyclones made landfall on the U.S. mainland. The North Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean are the 2 areas with the strongest hurricane trends. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? Perhaps surprisingly, it's not the coal industry, or cars, or planes, or trains, or boats, or ships. It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry.